Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guy's Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the Randall Pink Floyd to my David Wooderson.
I just watched that movie.
I'm glad you actually got it.
I literally just watched that, finished that movie like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I say finished that movie because I watch movies on the bus, yeah. So I have to watch them in like 20-minute spurts.
Yeah.
So it can take a week and a half to finish a movie.
Anyway,
such a good movie.
It is such a good movie.
It still holds up, and also holds the crown for the. I put this in the same boat as the Scott Pilgrim movie, and that every single female in that movie is attractive.
I agree.
It's rare to see that.
That was excellent casting.
That was.
Either way, we are the Wild Pug Guide to Life. We are brought to you by HopChart. Evan is here. My name is Dave. We are coming to you from Sonora Grill in the Longfellow neighborhood of Minneapolis, which we've not been to since the Dark Ages.
It's been a while.
Since before light was created.
That's not what the Dark Ages mean,
true.
You know, right?
I know.
You know, okay. I remember helping you in history class, so I realize that's not your strong suit.
No, it never was. It was actually just a miracle I graduated.
You're welcome.
But, continuing as an offshoot of our Midtown Global Market series, Sonora Grill actually has a location inside Midtown Global Market. But they just opened this freestanding location in December. And they have a full liquor license, which is awesome. They do South American and Mexican cuisine. They're sampling a smattering of it. They have Sonora-style tacos, which they call Carmelos.
Which I was disappointed that it wasn't the candy bar.
I could go for a caramello right now.
I just had one.
Yeah?
Probably about a week and a half.
Still good?
Oh, yeah. It's caramellos.
Yeah, still holds up.
And now they're Cadbury now, so the chocolate's just a little bit better.
That works.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely works. Our drinks have arrived. You want to talk about what you got?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's been a while since I've had a cocktail. And the day I've had, I need a cocktail. So I went with their Hermosilla. I want to make sure I pronounce it right. And what it is, it's kind of margarita-ish. I believe it's tequila,
yeah.
Mezcal, orange juice, and hibiscus flowers. So what you get, and you can actually see the bits of hibiscus in this.
Hibiscus bits.
Hibiscus bits.
Sounds like sounds like it should be a
breakfast cereal of some kind.
A breakfast cereal, or I was thinking like a big boss in a kid's video game. Hibiscus bits.
That'd be hot. Yeah. Now, I think of it as like if Kashi wanted to do like a Lucky Charms. If Kashi wanted to do a Lucky Charms knockoff, it'd be hibiscus bits.
It'd be the cereal aisle at Whole Foods, no question.
Something
organic.
Something. This is very, very good. It's bright pink. It looks like what you'd kind of expect from like an Applebee's margarita. You know what I mean?
It's the hibiscus bits.
Honest to God, the hibiscus bits, which is getting increasingly entertaining to say, that really adds a good dimension to it. It adds this kind of floral note to it.
What does?
The hibiscus bits. Now the question is if I'll be able to say that after I finish this.
No
cocktail.
Way.
Probably
no way.
Probably not. But no, it adds this floral and kind of that earthy quality that you expect when you're adding raw flowers to a cocktail.
What kind of flowers are?
Hibiscus.
Are they chunks or are
no,
they?
No, they're bits.
Okay.
They're hibiscus bits.
Right.
But no,
now we've run this bit
this,
into the ground.
I know. But long story short, this is very good.
All
right. I'm really digging on this cocktail.
Well, very good.
What are you drinking?
This is the first beer or alcohol a drink that I've had on the show in months.
I was going to say, yeah, you've been very good.
Yeah. It's happy hour right now. And it's a dollar off tap beers. And I haven't had a good Mexican beer in a while. And so they had Pacifico on tap, which you don't see very often. So
you're seeing it more and more. You're just not in the areas that you are in.
Right.
You got to go to areas slightly less lily white than the ones you're used to. I'm just saying.
I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
Either way. It's light, refreshing. It'd be perfect if it was about 80 degrees warmer out. But it is serving
the job. It's 10 degrees out, so we're talking probably closer to 65
degrees.
We're
having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
I just need to get warm enough so that the de-icing chemicals can start working again.
Yeah.
Because it is ridiculous. I straight up ran a red light this weekend because I could not stop.
We have four-wheel drive in our truck. And it is useless against this. I'm so happy. We're supposed to have mid-30s by the end of this week.
I know.
I shouldn't be that excited for that. Like, chance of, like, maybe close to 40 by Sunday? Are you kidding me?
We're on our way out of this.
No, we're not.
Yes, we
are. I guarantee you, it's going to be about 20 degrees next week. But next Monday,
hey, 20 actually looks pretty good, too.
Be balmy.
Yeah. Be down for 20.
That would be too.
Blarg.
So, Sonora Grill is at the corner of East Lake Street and 33rd Avenue. We're just down the road from Craftsman. And trying to think of another. A little bit, we're east of 55. So we drove past Mosaic Cafe and what used to be the Town Talk Diner on the way here. This is kind of an area where there's not...
There's not a lot going on. Which is a shame.
There's a lot of things that are entrenched in this neighborhood in terms of businesses. But as far as, you know, restaurants are concerned, there's not a whole lot. Maybe I'm missing it.
No, I think you're right. And granted, neither of us are good city planners.
No.
Your experience with SimCity 2000 notwithstanding.
I ever played SimCity.
I thought you were all into 2000. Was your brothers?
My brothers love SimCity.
That's right. You hate enjoyment. Like, nothing you do qualifies as enjoyment.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I got two pork tacos.
Yeah, that's me.
Here we go. And the empanadas, right?
Yep.
There we go. Thank you. I got a thumb taco, and I'm going to go get your hot dog in a minute.
All right. Smells good.
Well, good.
But going back to it, there's not a whole lot going on around here. But this is from what I'm reading in the reviews, this is a definite bright spot for this neighborhood. And they're definitely happy to have them.
There you go, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Thank you.
No problem.
Holy moly. That's a lot of damn food. Can I interest you in a French fry or eight?
I might steal one. Or two.
Or a handful. So food has arrived. My God.
You definitely won in the quantity.
I didn't expect to. I got the Sonora hot dog. It's all beef hot dog in a bolillo roll. It's wrapped in bacon. And then grilled.
I didn't realize it was wrapped in bacon. Otherwise, I would have gotten one of those.
It's got a little chorizo at the bottom there, a little tomato, and then a cilantro aioli.
Wow.
Game on
there. Which it looks like you also got for your French fries.
Uh-huh.
because for some reason the French fries come with the
you should be dipping that in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I went with the...
Because that's good on everything.
The pork... I went with pork tacos. You can get the small tacos. They got a couple different varieties. I went with just the straight pork. I don't know if you qualify this as an al pastor.
More like a carnitas.
Yeah, it's both of you carnitas. It's very good, very juicy.
How's that going for you?
The cilantro aioli, I think you're right. I think it does go well with a lot of things.
Maybe not what you just said?
What?
Or does it not go with
I'm
the
just
pork?
Not a big cilantro guy.
Okay.
So it doesn't really, make my toes curl or anything like that. But it's good. And it definitely, it's a good coolant. It's a good cooling sauce. Which when you're dealing with things like, chorizo and jalapenos and things like that, that's a good compliment to have. So I'm not going to be opposed to just keep dipping it.
Go for it. So I got that, and then I also got a overstuffed. Oh my God.
Yeah, the tacos are
hefty. I got a beef tongue taco, a lingua taco. So I'm going to dive into that.
You go right ahead. The tacos, they're traditional flour tortillas. They double bag it, which is nice. You get two tortillas, which given the amount of ingredients on here, you need. If you try to do this in one single tortilla, it would either fall apart or the tortillas would be so thick. It wouldn't be as good. The tortillas here, they're light, but still structurally good once you double them up. So I think they pulled a good move there.
Now that is the traditional way of doing it, is doubling up the...
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Holy moly.
You okay there?
Which is really good. It's excellent.
I did not just get tacos, I also went with the empanadas. They're Argentinian pork, so I'm doubling down on the pork. They're topped with kind of a grated cheese, probably a Chihuahua cheese, which they use a lot on their menu. And then they're on top of, I think that's a chimichurri on the bottom there. Like, what do you think that is? It's probably a chimichurri sauce.
It's definitely going to be a chimichurri if it's that Argentinian.
Yeah. So, if you don't know what a chimichurri is, think of like a pesto. It's a similar kind of consistency, kind of idea. It's very
same neighborhood.
Yeah. The empanadas, I'm looking forward to it. I love empanadas. It's all part of my dumpling fetish, which we both have. I think I have it a little stronger than you do.
I disagree. I've never met a dumpling I didn't love.
And these are ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. These are perfect.
Are they?
These are just about perfect. They're nice and hot. They're juicy as hell without being messy. The pork is very well spiced, but it's not spicy. It's damn good. Damn good. I don't know what it is. Argentinians, they got the food figured out. Every time I've had South American food.
It's just the right balance. It's very balanced.
Man.
All right. I'm going to attempt to eat this thing.
It is an odd idea I applaud them. With having a bacon-wrapped hot dog with a cilantro on there, on a bolillo roll, which is also kind of an odd choice. But how is it, sir?
How you guys doing?
Very good.
Great. Good.
All right, happy hours. Finished chewing here. It's very good. The roll works.
Really?
Just simply because there's some heft to this, and it almost needs it to soak up all the good juices off of the...
Okay, because that's always my thing. Like we've used at home, we've used bolillo rolls for like sub sandwiches and things like that, and I've always found that they're very... I think it's too much. I think it's overly doughy, and it doesn't really work for sandwiches. I could be completely off base, or I could just be getting bad rolls too.
This works incredibly well. It's holding everything together mightily.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's got, you said it's got chorizo on the bottom there. So, I mean, you do need a little more structural support, just because chorizo by itself is a fairly, you know, greasy meat by and large. Even when it's well done, it's still kind of greasy. Yeah. I think it was very smart where I got the second pork taco.
Yeah.
Because while these empanadas are outstanding, they're not enough.
I'm not gonna even touch these fries, but I'm glad that I was able to sample that taco, because I could come back and just have tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though the hot dog's awesome, I would definitely want to eat my way around the taco menu. Holy moly.
Yeah, this pork is worth going for. They come with a little bit of jalapeno slices on there.
Yeah.
They're very fresh jalapenos. And even just a little bit that I picked them off mostly, but even just a little bit that remained was potent.
It doesn't need much more than that, though.
Mmm.
Me, it was just anything more than that ends up being overkill.
The only thing I would say is if I could get just a little side of crema, put that on there, I think that would work really well. I mean, granted, that kind of cover that with the cilantro, but not everyone's going to order that with someone else.
Although you should.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat here by yourself.
God.
So how was your weekend, sir? You were once again a very busy person.
Very busy.
For someone that hates other people, you go out a lot.
Just my 2 weekends of eating. So last weekend we did the Minnesota Monthly Food and Wine Experience at Target Field. My girlfriend and I have gone to before. But it's been 2 years since we've gone. I don't remember why we didn't go last year. I think we had something else going on. Excuse me. And bar none, it is the best food, I don't want to call it expo, but you know, those kind of foodie events.
Sure.
In the Twin Cities. The space is great. There's plenty of room. I never once felt like there were people on top of me, or I was having to scramble to a table to get something before they ran out. Everything was in abundance. All of the distributors or the
exhibitors
were engaging. You know, they talked to you. They were. Everyone that we had any sort of, you know, dealings with was genuinely interested in their product and wanted you to be interested in the product too. One of the better conversations that my girlfriend and I had was actually with the good guys at Jack Rudy Grenadine and Small Batch Tonic.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Which we're doing little cocktail samples of the same thing I bought you ingredients for.
Mm-hmm.
And then also of a dry gin that they work with, mixed with the tonic, that was fantastic. So if you haven't tried the grenadine out, or if you're even a fan of tonic, you should be having the Jack Rudy stuff, because it's fantastic.
I must admit, I have not busted open the grenadine yet.
You're going to be pleased.
It's one of those where...
It's not the right weather yet.
It's not the right weather. For sure, but it's. I mean, again, granted, I've never been one for seasonality, as I've ranted on the show before. But I haven't felt. I think it's one of those where I'm going to need, at least for a little while, make a conscious effort to make myself a cocktail. Because we have so much in our house that is easily portable and easily, you know, you just grab it and go kind of thing.
Yeah.
Be it water or, you know, I've got sodas and beers and shit like that, which I definitely want to talk about a soda I had last night. It's weird. Part of it is that single guy living by yourself thing where it's like you don't want to dirty a dish unless you have to. Plus, there's the whole thing where it's like having a glass. It adds a level of danger when you have a house full of cats. Like I don't want them knocking it over. I don't want that crap. If I could get like a plastic sippy cup, which, you know, wouldn't be a horrible idea.
I'm surprised you don't own a plastic sippy cup.
Not yet. Maybe when children show up, I may have to requisition one.
We get a daddy and me.
A daddy, there we are. I think that needs to happen.
Yeah. Matching.
Daddy and me sippy cups.
Matching sippy cups.
Hell yeah. Or mommy and me. We're not.
No, we're not. No.
We're not exclusionary.
No, we're not. Just men are much more likely to drink.
You have not met some of the young mothers that I have.
True.
You don't hang out in the same chat rooms as I do.
That's again very true.
So, what was the highlight for you of the food expo?
Well,
food show.
Probably it's twofold. Butcher and the Boar was there.
Okay, so automatically high marks.
Yeah, I'm already suckling at that teat. I get that. They did a grilled cheddarwurst.
I'm down. Ready.
With a house-made pickled onions, a house-made pickles, and a house-made mustard that we went back three times for. The second best thing we actually ended up buying bottles of was, it's called Mama Mary's Grape.
Good. Yeah, and I take the whole plates away.
Yeah.
If you're working on that, don't worry. Yeah. I'll be right back with you after guys again.
It's Mama Mary's Bloody Mary mix. And it's from Pepin, Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's a house-made Bloody Mary mix.
This is not something you got to add. Butcher in the Boar.
No.
Separate. Okay.
Right, a separate stand. They're making Bloody Marys. And both my girlfriend and I each had one, and we both, before we even got done with our first sip, kind of looked at each other like, okay, we can't leave here without getting a bottle of this. It is the perfect Bloody Mary mix. It does not need to be mixed with anything except for booze. It does, you don't need any more spices. You don't need to add accoutrement. You don't.
Accoutrement?
Yeah. It needs nothing. It's perfect.
What's it called?
Mama Mary's.
Okay.
I could be wrong. For some reason, I'm doubting myself now. Well, I know I have a bookmark on my phone.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure we list it in the show notes for people that are trying to find it. Because you're a big Bloody Mary guy.
I am.
Now, how has that coincided with your whole diet?
It's actually very low points.
Is that because it doesn't taste good? Is that why?
It's actually because it's full of vegetables.
Well, and that's fine. But it's mostly because it doesn't taste good.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. So, in addition to that, one of the more brilliant strategies at the Minnesota Food and Wine Experience was for specific vendors, they actually got to use the existing stalls that are in Target Field. One of which was Psycho Susie's. They did a mini hot dog wrapped in bacon with a little pineapple on the same skewer. And then they dipped the whole thing in maple syrup.
Okay.
That was good. And then another one, they used an existing pizza oven, was Heggie's Pizza.
Which we did confirm, Grumpy's Northeast, which we talked about in the last show, does use Heggie's Pizza.
Perfect.
So, thank you, listener, for pointing that out.
Not only were they sampling all of their normal wares, but they also had the limited edition fajita pizza.
Okay.
Which was fantastic. I had a piece of pizza, each one of their types. I like Hanging's pizza on an unnatural level.
Okay, Sophie's Choice time. Hanging's or Totino's party pizza?
Well, that's like choosing a favorite child.
That's hence my
I need an application. Like, is it me alone by myself?
Yes. Or is it
with a group of people that I need to?
Any sort of food decision is primarily made by yourself in the dark. Where shame cannot be broadcast. This is barring the veiny eye of social norms.
Or veiny anything.
Or veiny anything of social norms. What would you pick? Hanging's Pizza or Totino's Party Pizza?
If it is just me.
Just you.
I'm actually going to pick Totino's. I'll tell you why. Because deep down, even though this temple...
You're pointing to yourself here, for people that aren't me.
Is a bastion of all things great and good in terms of the food world. You know, I only try to eat the finest of anything. When it gets down to it, I'm a bit of a redneck.
I have a slightly different interpretation of this.
Okay.
I think you know. I think deep down, in what you could generously call a self-awareness of yourself, you know that you are a full-blood, balls-to-the-wall, beer journal having, food blog writing, food douche. You know that is in you.
I know.
But you subconsciously attract yourself to the Totino's as a tempering mechanism.
I feel like
to keep you from fully metamorphosing.
True.
To finally hitting your final form, as it were.
I think it keeps me grounded. I think Totino's pizza keeps me grounded in that I don't get too big of a head, that I'm not too big of a guy to not eat the Totino's.
I don't think you like Totino's. I think you do it for psychological protection.
You're saying I'm a pizza poser, is what you're saying?
I think it's more you're...
Keep myself sane.
No, I think what it is, it's, you know that old chestnut about homophobes really being gay themselves?
Yeah.
And they do that to overcompensate?
Yeah.
I think you're a bit, since your opinions about food douchery are well known, I think you're a closet food douche, and I think the Totino's is your overcompensating. It's your gay joke. That's just my theory.
You like another drink, man?
I'm good for right now.
Good?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing all right?
I'm done.
All right. I'll be right here.
Just a theory, though.
I get what you're saying. You may be on something. But you may be on.
I could be both.
So those were some definite highlights. To me, the price is proper for what you're getting. It's $75, so it's a bit steeper than the other ones I've gone to. But for what you're getting...
And are you paying for food once you're in there?
No.
Okay, so it's free game. It's kind of like OCB.
Exactly.
It might be regular than it might be higher than a regular price.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what Old Country Buffet is anymore. It's been 15 years.
I think the last time I was at Old Country Buffet was with you. So.
Yeah, probably. But you know, it's like any sort of
stuff at the bar.
Any sort of buffet. It's probably higher than you initially paid. But if you work at it and you put some effort into it, you can easily make your money back. If not more.
Oh, completely.
So.
Especially since it includes the wine as well.
Oh God.
You know, granted, you're only sampling, you know, a little sip of wine. And there's beer there, too, and sodas and all sorts of stuff. To me, you're definitely getting your money's worth. And the fact that you're not fighting crowds like you have, like you are at a lot of the other ones around here. And even to a lesser extent, you know, things like Firkenfest at the Happy Gnome, which is just a shit show.
Yeah.
I love the first couple of years that Firkenfest was around, it was awesome. But then it got to be too big, and they tried to cram too many people into too small of a space. And it's insane. It's insane at that point. This, you can actually move around. There are places to kind of lean against, sit down.
Which, when you're eating a lot of food, you need some place to lean
right.
against.
Or just something to
so
set your plate down.
Breathe heavy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You know, they had tables set up, you know, just like high top tables where you can put your food up or put your wine glass up on. They were at least selling like those little pieces of swag, you know, like the plate with the little inlet in it for the wine glass. So you could hold everything with one hand or eat with one hand and hold everything else with the other. Which I realize you're scoffing and laughing a little
bit.
I'm
not scoffing.
But it's a brilliant idea, and the fact that you don't own one already is actually surprising to me because it's right up your alley in terms of like handiness.
Sure.
It's like the sippy cup. It's
the same vein. Sippy cup. Yeah, I suppose.
Same vein.
I suppose.
Right. So it's of that same vein.
Sure.
Hi guys.
Either way, to me, you get just a lot of value for the money. The Twins do an excellent job of just putting it on. And it's cool to kind of be in this ballpark that's completely snow covered, and so it's just a unique experience of anything else. Trying to think of anything else that was really, you know, kind of eye catching. Four Paws.
Four Paws. Yeah.
Was doing a didn't have anything they were sampling, but they were doing a plate presentation competition. Where they picked a couple people out of the crowd, and they were given things that were all going to go on the plate together,
okay,
to form one single plate. So they grabbed four random people out of the crowd, and they said, "These are the four things that need to get on the plate. Put them on the plate, but design the plate, and then whoever, you know, out of crowd approval, whoever has the, you know, best looking plate goes on in the next round." So they did like three or four rounds of this, and then the winner got like a $500 gift card to Four Paws.
Wow.
Which I thought was a cool thing. You know, people got really creative, and you know, you could tell people that, you know, watched a lot.
How many of it was just different arrangements so that it looked like a dick on the plate?
No, I never saw that. But you know, they did.
You know, somebody did that.
That's true. But they had some, you know, sauces that needed to go on the plate, so they would dry it.
So they're doing actual food. They're not just doing, like, wood versions of things.
No,
okay, so it's actual food.
So the chefs were there preparing the food, and then they said, okay, you've got this piece of meat, and then you've got this, you know, microgreen salad, and then you have these sauces, and then this veg or something like that. And all it needs to get on the plate, but design it how you would want it to be presented to you. So this... The one that won the first round was the most intricate design. Like, I'm surprised they were able to do it because they had only like 3 minutes to design this plate. Really, really intricate, like, design with the sauces and everything. Like, you've done this before.
you're suspecting a ringer.
Yes.
Were they wearing a Four Paws?
They were shenanigans. I'm saying. No, they were not.
There's no name tag.
No name tag. But that was really interesting. A lot of great wine. A lot of, you know, a fair amount of local beer. Indeed Brewing was there. Fulton was there. Shells was there. Buddy's Soda was there.
I love Buddy's.
I know you do. But to me, for people who are just kind of looking to get into, you know, having some unique food experiences, this was a great entryway into that.
Nice.
Definitely holds up against and surpasses anything else that we've gone to.
I will try to get to one of those each year, but it's one of those where, I guess, partly because I don't pay attention to advertising or anything like right. that, I never know about it until it's already sold out.
Right. And that's another thing. They sell out, and they don't sell extra tickets at that point. So they have a finite number of people that are getting in, so it's never overcrowded.
Yeah.
And they sell separate day tickets. So if you buy a ticket for Saturday, you can't go on Sunday, which to me is brilliant.
Well, yeah, and why would you want to? Because, I mean, it's the same stuff each day, I'm assuming.
I don't know. Some of the stuff is really good.
But is it $150 good?
No, it's probably not.
That's a thing.
No.
I just if you're paying for all you can eat and you come back the next day, right. That's a sign of a problem. It's an eating disorder, is what that is.
True.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
For you.
It was a great experience. I'd definitely suggest it to anybody, even for people who are. You know, for me, I'm a little claustrophobic in groups like that, especially when it's in an enclosed space like that. But for if you're intimidated by crowds, this is a good kind of gateway into things like that. So definitely check it out. If anything else pops in my brain about it,
just jump out.
I'll just jump out and say, scream it out.
I had a much more subdued weekend.
Okay.
I was still getting over some sickness. I'm 95% over it now, so that's good. Just in time to go back to work.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. I'm trying to think what we did. The biggest thing that we did, or at least that I did, I was busy working all weekend on various projects, the new website and some of the other stuff.
Yep.
And my wife was out doing errands, and she swung by one of our favorite places, Cost Plus World Market.
I was just over there. I nearly stopped in just to get random foreign crap.
Yeah. And she asked me, was there any sort of sodas that I wanted? And I'm like, if you want to get me something, that's fine. There was nothing that was really jumping out at me. And, she sent me pictures of things. It's like, oh, do you want this? I'm like, yeah, sure. The random things that she saw. Comes back with 2 4 packs of assorted.
Oh my.
Sodas.
She actually does love you. I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
It boggles the mind.
I'm as shocked as anything.
Why?
But,
why, God?
But she came in, and it was all this mix. And apparently, they've gotten some new suppliers because it's stuff that I had never seen before, at least seen there.
Okay.
And so far, the highlight of the stuff that I've had. So far, there was a prickly pear soda.
Oh, yes.
Which I do not remember the company that makes it, but that was good. And she accidentally got 2 of them. So, darn, I have another one
exactly.
Waiting for it. But the real, I don't want to say it was a surprise, but the happy, whatever you want to call it, from a company out of Chicago called Cicero Brewing.
Okay.
I've seen their stuff before in Indianapolis. But never up in Twin Cities. They don't. They just started to come up here and being able to distribute. But they do a lot of really cool stuff, primarily with root beers. They do what they call a Chicago style root beer, which I'm not sure what that means exactly.
because
it's made Goose more, Island more
does,
union
does
letter.
The same thing.
What
Goose Island actually says on their root beer, I'm pretty sure it's a Chicago style root beer.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means.
All right,
I need to do some more research.
If you're listening from Chicago, get to the bottom of
this. Yeah, just to let us know. I'm open to it.
We get the Chicago style pizza, but do you have to take root beer too? Do you have to brand that as well?
We don't have any like Minneapolis food that we name after the city.
We have Minneapolis centric food.
Well, yes, but we don't have. There's no Minnesota style
right,
or whatever.
Right. Although I'd like to see like Minnesota style barbecue become a thing. Like Northbound Smokehouse.
Yeah.
Because I think the two of us kind of branded that.
Sure, but I don't know how different that would be. Like what is the defining characteristic?
True. I get it.
Because you do Carolina, it's more sweet.
Yeah.
You do more, I don't remember what the big deal with St. Louis is.
Yeah.
And
ribs.
Well, yes, but I'm talking preparation.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know if there's a St. Louis style to it. I know Texas is a certain way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that, it's awesome.
You.
Yeah. But again, that's a discussion for another time. I'm not besmirching. I love barbecue. That's why you talk about it.
No, you hate all things with bones.
I do, but that's different than hating barbecue. I love barbecue. Anyway, what I had from Cicero was a salted caramel root beer.
I'm listening.
And it was, I went into it a little concerned, and it doesn't have a fancy name or anything, it's just their salted caramel root beer.
Okay.
And I didn't know exactly what to expect, because I've had salted caramel soda before.
Okay.
And that is, that at least the one I had made Baby Jesus cry. It was not good.
Wow.
Yeah, just I'm not a big fan of like chocolate soda and that kind of stuff. I'm not a big fan of that. It's just something about it. Just it's.
What if it had ice cream in it? Like maybe. A counterbalance. I'm just painting a picture.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, and I think in that case that could work, but I've never been a big fan.
Right.
So I initially went into it being kind of scared. And this is also, I'm also coming off of, a couple weeks ago we had some people over, and a friend of mine brought, I think it was from Point Brewery, I think. Somewhere in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Their hard root beer, which is root beer made in whiskey barrels.
Okay.
And if the salted caramel made Baby Jesus cry, the hard root beer punched Baby Jesus. Like it was that was rough. That was not good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like cheap root beer schnapps.
Oh yeah.
Like that's the
worst of the schnapps.
It's like we're gonna take root beer schnapps and then pour it in like some Barks. Yeah, you know, it's like super sweet, but also that kind of woodsy.
Perfect Saturday night meal alone. Totino's pizza and a Barks and a Barks root beer.
No, Barks is terrible.
Oh god, I love Barks.
I know. You're sick. Anyway, going back to salted caramel. It was outstanding.
Really?
It was amazing. It had a good solid craft root beer flavor to it.
Okay.
Like one of my favorite craft root beers out there is Henry Weinhardt's Private Reserve.
It sounds so fancy.
It does sound fancy.
Like it should be a part of a vineyard.
And I know you can get it at like Four Firkins and liquor stores do carry it because it's part of the Henry Weinhardt's beers and stuff like that. So, but their Private Reserve, the root beer is very good. And this reminded me a lot of that, where it's that very rootsy root beer. It's that
sarsaparilla.
Yeah,
style.
You can taste the herbs and the bark and that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, there's this like smooth caramel kind of butterscotch note to it that it just kind of ends with. It's like you get the strong like sugar and the root from the root beer, and then it kind of tapers into this nice little caramel. Okay. You don't get a strong salt so much.
Right. Which I don't know if I don't want that. I love salted caramel. Mm-hmm. Believe me. This, I know this. I love me some salted caramel. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I want to drink it. I want it to be in an ice cream or a pie.
Salted caramel pie?
Salted caramel frosting.
No, just salted caramel pie. Like the apple pies you get at the gas station. Just the pockets.
You son of a bitch.
That's right. I'm going to make you fat, boy.
You are.
My job is to tempt you.
You are.
I am, oh God, this would be so much funnier if I could remember the damn kid's name. The chick from Bedazzled.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Hurley.
Yeah.
God, that would have been
you are my Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes, you are my Brendan Fraser.
Yep. I went to a weird spot.
Yes, but that was outstanding. And you can order this if check around to like, I don't know if it's in the liquor stores or anything like that. I saw the first time I saw anything from Cicero, I saw it at a candy store in Indianapolis. So I don't think we have anything. Like, we've got candy stores in the Twin Cities, Candyland, some of those places. I don't know how well they cover sodas, though. I think it's mostly candy.
Yeah.
Which I have been, I don't know what it is right now, but I am having pregnancy cravings for jelly beans. I have been, like, fiending on jelly beans for, like, the last, 3 weeks.
Are you going to take this time to announce anything on the show?
No, God,
okay,
no.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No, it's nothing like that, but it's just one of those, like, sudden, out of nowhere urges, like, I want jelly beans, goddamn it. And I can't find them.
Like Jelly Belly jelly beans?
Yeah, just like straight up jelly beans.
Seems to me like a couple of the Super Targets actually have Jelly Belly dispensers.
That's the problem. I don't like mix and matching.
No, but you just pick the flavor you want and just pile it.
That's what I say. I don't like mix and matching.
It's got to be all be one.
No. What I don't want to have to determine, because that to me is analysis paralysis. I just have to.
You could go with cheat sheet because they do have like the soda pop flavor ones.
No.
I'm missing something.
I want just a bag of assorted. I want the fates to be my jelly bean vendor. Okay.
Gotcha.
I don't. If I have to pick, I'm gonna put too much thought into it, and it's gonna be a mess. And
the ratios are gonna be off.
I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be that guy in Clerks, with just sitting there and checking all the eggs. Like, I'm gonna be that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
All of a sudden, you got a bag at the end that's just full of the butter popcorn flavor ones.
No.
And nobody wants that.
No one wants those.
That's a compliment flavor. That's not a whole bag flavor.
No, exactly. Like, I went to a candy store today because I was waiting for lunch to be made, and I went to My Burger for lunch.
Of course you did.
And I had a coupon for a free sandwich.
Sure
so
you
shut
did.
Up. And while I was waiting for it to get made, there's a candy store right
free?
Across. What?
Seventh or sixth one free?
No, this is the one where you get for the year.
Oh.
We had, it was...
Frequent traveler card.
Yeah, exactly. The fat guy's card.
Yeah, fat guy card.
But while they're making it, there's a candy store right across the way from it. So I just hung out there for a little bit looking for jelly beans. And all they had was they had the whole Jelly Belly machine.
Yeah.
But you had to pick. And I was like, no, I can't handle that right now.
You talk about me having some mental problems.
I'm well aware of my issues.
Just as long
as... But I'm like you. I'm not a closet case.
I acknowledge mine.
You're a closet case.
Agreed.
I am not.
Deny, then accept.
I am the Nathan Lane of food issues. It's just out there. Everyone knows it. I'm not fooling anyone.
True.
I'm the Richard Simmons. Plus, I look great in short shorts.
Yeah.
I do.
No, you don't.
What were we talking about? Oh, yes. Solid carver. If you don't... you can get it at Cosmos World Market. It looks like a lot of the Cicero stuff is there now.
Okay.
You can order it online from Amazon, I found out today, too.
Okay.
It's not cheap. It's like $16 for an 8-pack. But if you buy it by the bottle, that's about the same as what you pay.
Terrible.
So it's not horrible, but... And
if you're a soda rube like yourself, that's just a drop in the bucket.
That's true. That is true. But I got a bunch at home that I'm waiting to try. They've got a caramel soda, which I'm very leery about because I just talked about my chocolate thing. But you got a sour apple that I'm saving that for a good day.
A rainy day ish.
No. Yeah. I want it.
That's
like
that. You know what that is for you? That's first day shorts and sweatshirt weather.
No, it's not going to last that long.
You don't think so?
No, God, no.
We might be in that in a week and a half.
I might have it tonight.
Oh, then we have it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You see, you're also talking to the guy that will just buy a bottle of Schweppes Sour and just sit on the couch and watch a movie and just drink.
You have problems.
I know I do. And you know what? I was just at the doctor. No diabetes.
Not yet.
I was as shocked as anyone.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Here's the hope.
If anyone should have it, it's me, but no.
Yeah, you are a prime candidate.
Yeah.
You should be dead.
I should be dead. But anyway. Yeah, check out Cicero. And if you're a soda fan like myself, check out that Cosmos World Market.
Yeah.
They're pricey, but for me, that is the perfect store for my marriage. Because there's a lot of fancy, expensive housewares.
Right.
Like chair sets and lamps.
Yeah.
And serving things.
Things that interest her.
Things that interest her.
And
then there's the foreigner candy aisle and the sodas and the what I call tourist toys, like the ones you only see in like seaside tour, like toy stores.
Or the duty-free shop.
Yeah. Like that kind of stuff. I love that store so much. What do we have for time? Okay. What do we think of this place?
I love this place.
Have you been here before?
No, I have not.
Never been here.
And I have not had it at Midtown Global Market, and I also hadn't had it when they do a little setup shop at the State Fair.
Yeah.
Because they're one of the rotating vendors there. Never fell on the right day.
Yeah.
Where has it been all my life? That tongue taco was one of the best things I've had all year, or the last 365 days.
Well, the last fiscal year.
Right, the last fiscal year. It was as good as that Manny's Torta we had a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, that's how good that tongue taco was. The hot dog was very, very good, but the taco was so much better than that. But had I just had the hot dog, I would have been very, very pleased with it. Been like, I would definitely come back just based off that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be craving that taco. That's what I'm talking about. That taco was just the right blend of spice. It didn't need anything. I thought I might need to like dip it in the salt, the salsa, or dip it in the cilantro sauce that I had. No. Didn't need a freaking thing. It was brilliant by itself. And I loved it from beginning to end. I dug the salsa that the chips came with.
Yeah, we get the free chips, which we didn't really talk about. The chips were good. I wasn't as big a fan of the salsa, but...
Oh, there's we used that guajillo chili that we talked about before the show started.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a smooth, it's not hot, it's much more flavorful. Almost like almost a paprika-y.
Yeah, there's a little bit of paprika smoky
kind of
note to it, yeah.
And it's a bit more complex than just a regular salsa that comes to the table.
That's true, yes.
So I really, really enjoyed it. I'll definitely be back. And it's good that they're doing great business just right off the bat because they've only been open for 2 months. And it's a Monday night, and they're fairly busy.
Yeah, I'd say 2/3 full. One thing I think is kind of interesting, and part of it is indicative of the area.
Yep.
But it is. We are probably in the lower 10% of the age group here. There's a lot of middle-aged and older couples coming in.
I think that's got to be the neighborhood.
I'm with you on that. And I'm not saying that like it's a bad thing.
No.
But I think that's interesting.
Right.
Because especially a place, you know, and there's a little bit of the hipster quotient here as well.
Right.
But I guess my thinking is these are the kind of places, especially if you're coming here on a Monday.
Yeah.
Like, the people that are you know, 50s, 60s that are coming here, these are the regulars. These are the people that are going to keep a business like this going in those lean months. And that's awesome to see that it's embraced by the neighborhood, embraced by a... Because, you know, as much as I hate to say it, people of our age bracket, we're not exactly the most loyal.
No.
Especially when it comes to restaurants. You know, it's just, we're just not good people.
No.
We're flighty.
Speaking of terrible people.
Hi.
I was just going to soldier through it.
No, you weren't.
No, you decided to call attention to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's trying to be a professional here.
No.
You interrupt the show.
She was so concerned with... To paint a picture, my girlfriend just showed up. I had her ID with me from last weekend. And she called me. She's going out tonight. She needed her ID. And I said, just meet us at where we're going to be. Like, that's perfect. But I didn't want to disrupt the show. And I said, don't worry. Either myself or Evan is going to embarrass you at some point.
I was, in this case, I was a better boyfriend than you were. Because I was just going to let her go.
Yeah.
Without a comment. And trust me, I was in the midst of a speech about old people. There were places I could have gone, but I didn't because I'm a good person.
You're a horrible person for your implication.
I'm not saying.
And your backwards logic.
No, that was not a backwards logic. That was just me pointing out how awesome I am. Anyway, so talking about my stuff here, those empanadas were.
There's a small part of me that's really jealous of that.
Yeah, like you should be. You should be.
I'm going to do the reverse next time. I'm going to have the empanadas, and then I'm going to get two of those tacos. Yeah.
Which you could totally do. I mean, that's pretty much exactly what I did, except I did the pork tacos. Yeah. But those empanadas, they were flaky. They were. It was the most croissant-like I think I've had of an empanada.
Okay.
Like the crust itself. It was like this wonderful marriage of like pot pie crust and croissant.
Right.
A pot croissant. That's just, no, that was
sounds
that was
like
bad.
An end of the world croissant, not a...
What?
Never mind. Keep going. Sold me through.
But the filling in that, the Argentinian pork, fantastic.
Yeah.
Same with my pork tacos. Yeah, very good. Good juice to them. That's the real big thing. Like, sometimes we've gone to these places that do the tacos, and the meat's just dry, and it just doesn't work. Or it's too messy.
Yep.
Like, this is like the perfect amount of juice to it.
Right.
So, yeah, high marks. They do takeout.
Yes.
Which we saw a guy do that. And walk-up takeout, which I like. Like, just come up, here's what I want,
yep.
Hang out for 5 minutes, and they bring it up.
Have a beer.
Have a beer. They also, they're part of Bite Squad, so if you want delivery, they do that. So no matter where you are, you can get a chance to go to this place. Plus, as we mentioned, they're also in Midtown Global Market and at the State Fair on some years.
They're usually there for like a 3-day stint.
Oh, it's that kind of rotation.
And my God, if they're doing the beef tongue tacos, I might not need to have a corn dog this year. That's okay.
That's fighting words.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, don't write a check that your butt can't.
Maybe I won't have
something.
A corn dog, but I'll definitely have a promo part.
That's fine.
Because corn dogs are terrible.
As long as you have, I have no allegiance one way or the other.
I know.
They both have their good.
I know you don't. I'm taking shots of people who I know are listening. So, there.
They both have their.
Both
good
have their merits.
They both have their good things.
Yeah.
Why you gotta cause a fuss?
Because it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So, Sonora Grill, highly recommended.
Definitely.
Do you have anything coming up? I don't want to talk about... There's a potential radio
big thing.
There's a potential radio appearance that we might be making, but it has not been confirmed.
Are we going to
yet.
Gray House pretty quick here?
Pretty soon.
All right.
Pretty soon.
Right, we need to get it scheduled so I can flip around my Tuesdays. And get everything.
Oh, that's right, because it's a Tuesday show.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
All right. We got to get
that actually will require some planning.
Exactly.
So
make that happen, Captain.
All right. We'll discuss.
But we don't have anything big coming up.
For sure. Stay tuned to the Facebooks and that, because we've got an announcement that's like 80% confirmed. We just need the final...
Do I know about this?
Yeah, we talked about it in the car.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought it was something different.
No. It's more a date was suggested by the other party. I said that we would get back to her. I've gotten back to her, but she has not responded to my getting back to her yet.
Gotcha.
It's a triple reverse check-in.
You hurt my brain, man.
I know. But stay tuned to the social networks. We'll definitely talk about it. But that'll be coming up hopefully in a couple weeks. The website... If all goes well, the night that we're recording this, we will be doing the migration to the new server tonight.
Don't
So
lie.
That is what I'm going to do as soon as I get home, is get that process started. So, fingers crossed, by next week, we will get the new site up. It looks awesome. The people that have seen it have loved it.
Yeah.
So, I'm very happy about that.
All right.
But... There's just some little things in the background. Minor heads up on that, though. We're going to do everything we can to avoid people having to do this. But if you're subscribed to us on either iTunes or through the RSS, you might need to change your links.
Okay.
Like I said, we're doing everything we can to avoid people having to do that. But there might be just something we just can't do. So stay tuned. Follow us on... We'll just go right into the social networks. Facebook.com/WellFitGuideToLife. Foursquare.com/WellFitGuideToLife, Twitter.com/WellFitGuideFPG, and Instagram @WellFitGuide. Let us, follow those. We'll let you know if you have to resubscribe. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I guess I got nothing else to say. You got no events you're going to be at?
I'm going to Vegas in May, so that's exciting.
Oh, you settled on going to Vegas?
I'm going to go to Vegas.
Wow. I'm so happy.
Find my, like, literally spending a day and 2 days in Vegas by myself. I might not come back.
By yourself, meaning not with your girlfriend, not by yourself.
No.
There may be other ladies present.
Correct.
In various states of undress.
Right.
And things may be in various states of nearness to your face.
True.
But.
Boo.
And on that extremely mature note, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.